It, Chapter 2 Review, History's Most Incompetent Killer Clown Returns. By John Nolte on September 6, 2019. No tension, no dread, no sense of peril, no suspense. Pennywise, the most incompetent killer clown in movie history, returns for It, Chapter 2, which isn't very good, but at least it's long. Oh, man, is this sucker long, just a few minutes shy of 3 hours, and you feel every minute of it. Length is not necessarily a problem, not even when it comes to It. Stephen King's 1986 novel is close to 1,200 pages and plenty engrossing. The 1990 television miniseries is over 3 hours. It was originally broadcast over 2 nights. And while it's not scary, Tim Curry is beyond fabulous as Pennywise and the wistfully nostalgic stories compelling enough that I own the Blu-ray. But length is a real problem when the product is an episodic and a logical slog. What the hell is it, anyway? Apparently it is a space monster of some kind that arrived on Earth millions of years ago to feed off the fear of children. Were there children millions of years ago? Every 27 years, why every 27 years? And because children fear clowns more than anything else, who knew? It appears as Pennywise the clown, Bill Skarsgård, to drag them down into the sewers. Pennywise might also feed off your fear. I don't know. All I know is this. Pennywise sucks at killing people. Even when he's as big as 3-story building and sporting 6 claws, he still can't kill anyone, even in an enclosed space. Worse still, even though he can shrink and grow at will, Pennywise is such an incompetent murderer that when his prey hides in a small space, rather than shrink to go get them, he crashes and bangs against the hiding place like a retarded dinosaur. Time and time and time and time and yawn and time and time and bathroom break and time and time and check swatch and time and time and check swatch again, why is it not moving? And time again, Pennywise has his prey alone and trapped. And with a seemingly endless supply of supernatural power, no one ever dies, he can't or won't kill them. But he does kill other people, so why doesn't he kill any of the stars? Why can Pennywise kill everyone but the stars, even when they're alone? Why? Why? None of this makes sense. So what you get is an episodic series of CGI-filled set pieces where there's no suspense. And the worst of it is the middle hour where all 6 cast members separate to track down a talisman from their past which will be needed for a ritual to kill Pennywise once and for all. So one after another, we get 6 set pieces. Each about 10 minutes long, where Pennywise shows up in one form or another to do everything but finish the job. And if you really want to talk about tedious, there's an in-joke about King's notorious inability to write decent endings that repeat so often it starts to feel like an elbow in the ribs from your Uncle Shecky, get it? Get it? Did you get it? What we don't get, though, is the sense that Pennywise has returned, that children are disappearing from Derry, that the town is panicked or even worried. Where are the headlines, the curfews, the cops, the gossip? Derry's supposed to be a small town being preyed on by a serial killer, but you would never know it. Kids run around unattended, even at a local carnival, without a worried parent in sight, even after a kid is gruesomely murdered early on at a football game. So Chapter 2 takes place 27 years after Chapter 1. It is now 2016 and the Losers Club from Chapter 1, which was set in 1989, are all grown up and in their early 40s. Bill is now James McAvoy, a horror novelist whose books are being adapted into movies. Beverly is now Jessica Chastain, a prominent fashion designer in an abusive marriage. Ben is Jay Ryan, a prominent architect who lost all that weight to a point where he now looks like a Chippendales dancer. Mike is now Old Spice salesman Isaiah Mustafa, who stayed behind in Derry to keep watch for the inevitable return of Pennywise. Eddie is now James Ranson, who grew up to basically marry his mom. And Richie is now Bill Hader, who, get this, is a closeted homosexual in show business. Yes, you read that correctly, in the year 2016 there's a guy in show business who doesn't want to come out of the closet, even though doing so will immediately boost his career, make him a national hero, and allow him to bully all his enemies as he poses as a victim. That, by far, is the most unrealistic part of this absurd movie. In fact, there is a lot of woke in Chapter 2. The story opens with a brutal gay bashing that has nothing to do with anything. As someone pointed out in the comments, This scene does appear in the book. But it makes sense there because the novel takes the time to explore the effect evil has on the town's citizens. As I mentioned above, though, the town is never explored in any way. Much less this way, so all we get is a couple guy-on-guy kisses. The only time over the 3 hours I covered my eyes. And a very special message that in no way connects to the overall plot, but aren't rural white people awful? Before y'all start yelling, I did give chapter 1 a second chance. After it made a gazillion dollars, I bought the Blu-ray assuming I was the problem. Nope. The scariest part of chapter 2 is your growing fear it will never end. After the fifth ending, I panicked. Fearing a post-credits scene foreshadowing a third chapter, I ran screaming from the theater. This piece has been updated for context. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.